This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Before seeing the movie Gosnell, a Missouri attorney described his view of abortion as agnostic. Shattering that view, the story of the prosecution of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell forced attorney Adam Mill to admit that abortion, as he put it, stalks the edges of the definition of murder. Gosnell still plays in theaters around the country. While African leaders say they want water, food, basic education, and health care, powerful Americans are offering eugenic population control, ignoring the damage done by compelling women to bear the burden of artificial hormones and devices, recreates the centuries-old sins of Westerners telling Africans what they really need. This is Life News Radio. The election Tuesday is not just a matter of picking winners. It is a matter of standing against a tide of abortion that makes other issues pale, even if just considering the numbers. Between 3 and 4,000 abortions occur every day in America. In the very end, God may not ask you if you voted for winners. Jesus will ask you what you did for the least of these. Vote November 6. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to protect an Alabama state ban on gruesome D&E abortions. Some observers question whether justices will take on abortion incrementally or in larger rulings. Campaigns are running full tilt to Election Day with the abolition of abortion a key component. One senatorial candidate won't tell his longtime supporters if he supports or opposes voter funding of abortion. More than one governor's race is too close to call, and in each, what voters think about abortion is becoming pivotal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.